piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys. One of the most important elements of everybody's diet is grain. Basically, that comes down to wheat for most instances. That has become somewhat problematic for people here, there, and everywhere. It seems to be getting more so. Now, there are alternatives, even in the realm of wheat, one of which is Faro.
What is Faro? I'll tell you what my friend Maria Speck
says
in her wonderful book, Ancient Grains for Modern Meals.
Uh-huh.
The term Faro is commonly used when referring to three ancient wheat varieties, first cultivated in the Fertile Crescent, which is thousands and thousands of years ago, and still grown in Italy. There's Faro Piccolo, which is small. It's quite exquisite. It's also known by the German name einkorn. Then there's Faro Medio, also known as emmer, which is the Hebrew word for mother. And Faro Grande, also known as spelt.
See, I see spelt in the stores, and I think, what is spelt?
Well, spelt is Faro Grande is what it is. The imported Italian Faro available in the United States is usually the emmer variety, the medium size. It's often semi-pearled, meaning that it retains some but not all of its bran and nutrients. Most recipes are written for this kind of Faro. Any soaking, John, this cooks up fast in about 25 minutes. And it makes a great grain to serve at breakfast.
For a hot cereal.
It's a hot cereal, and you can put whatever you want on it, cream and sugar and some raisins. It's absolutely terrific.
Faro pasta.
Yes.
Have you done that?
I have not done that.
It sounds kind of interesting, but I see Maria indicates that it's a little pricey. You
know? Yeah, she says that it's about $7 for $7 a pound. Faro makes a great breakfast, hot breakfast cereal, but it's terrific in soups. I cook Faro up in a soup with garbanzo beans and tomatoes, potatoes. If you put it in with chunks of potato and diced tomato, and you put in the raw Faro, within 25 minutes of a slow boil, everything is cooked at the same time.
Wow.
It's great.
What's it taste like, really? It's,
what does Faro taste like? Yeah. Wonderful.
Oh, yeah, I
remember. Like it's like me asking me, what does lamb taste like? It tastes like lamb.
Faro is produced in the United States.
It is, and we have a producer right in this state, Prairie Heritage Farm, near Power, Montana, northwest of Great Falls. They make a terrific Faro. I've tried their Faro, and it is just absolutely delicious. They started growing Faro about 5 years ago in 2008. They've been quite successful with it. The climate is great for it.
Well, one thing that is bound to be of interest to people is the notion of whether or not it's gluten-free. Faro is not gluten-free.
If you have celiac, you should stay away from it.
Stay away from it.
But there are people who are gluten-sensitive who can tolerate Faro, find it much easier to digest. It is not as stressful on their...
Well, it's much lower in gluten.
Much lower in gluten, and it's not as stressful on their systems as whole wheat.
It's not just a question of it being lower in gluten. It's a different
kind of gluten.
And I was looking at a site. You can find it on the web. Just type in Lentz Spelt Farms, L-E-N-T-Z, Spelt Farms. They have a lot of information about the history of Faro, its genetics, the variety, and so forth. They said, okay, yeah, it's a triticum, means it's therefore
a wheat,
but it's of such an early source, they say it's essentially not wheat.
It hasn't been engineered like wheat today to have more gluten to make the artisanal breads, basically.
Yeah.
Faro has not been monkeyed with genetically.
Yeah.
But you can put Faro in soups, you can put it in salads, you can put it in side dishes, you can even use it in desserts.
Okay, in dessert.
And there's this wonderful Easter Neapolitan pie called pastiera, which typically calls for wheat berries that you have to cook and cook. Well, in Faro, you cook for 20 minutes, 25 minutes, and they're ready to be put into this wonderful dessert. But it's also used in other desserts as well. Highly nutritious, highly good for you, if you can tolerate it.
We recommend it. it's another thing that you can look for in markets and start asking for. Once you've tasted it, see that you like it, you're bound to like it, I think.
It's, yes.
Another thing you can do is come back next week for
The Food Guys. Ruff, dum, 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 d